back to Before You Sleep, where we talk about anime, manga, webtoon, and other awesome stories. My name is Manuela, and today I'm gonna be talking to you about the first anime that I watched this year, which was Wataku ni koi wa muskashi, or as the name in English, Love is Hard for an Otaku, or as the abbreviation name, Watakoi. So, remember that these reviews have very little spoilers, but anyways, if you prefer something without spoilers, you can watch similar content on my YouTube channel in Spanish, Antes de Dormir. Now, ready? Here we go! So basically this story is just as the name indicates. Like, the name of the story is basically because all the main characters are fans of anime, manga, cosplaying, playing video games and things like that, so basically they're otakus. And especially our protagonist, Narumi, has difficulties keeping a relation because every boyfriend she has had before always ends up breaking up with her when they discover that she is an otaku. So our story actually begins with Narumi being the new employee at an office, and she's gonna try to hide the fact that she is an otaku, but it turns out that her childhood friend Hirotaka, who is a gamer and doesn't really care who knows about him being a gamer or an otaku or whatever, so he's working there already. And so she starts talking to him and telling him all about her ex-boyfriends and why their relationships didn't work. And so Hirotaka ends up recommending her to actually go out with an otaku instead. And at first she doesn't want to, but then he insists, and then he asks her to go out with him, for example. And so she says yes. And actually Hirotaka does like Narumi. So this is the very beginning of a story, this is how our story begins. And so from this point on, we are gonna see them developing more their romantic relationship, and we are gonna see them in their relationships with other co-workers that are also otakus, and their relationships as well, and other characters and things of the sort. And so basically we end up with a really nice comedy romance type of story. It has romantic moments, really sweet moments that are kind of emotional, and more than anything, of course, comedy. Now for me, this story is really good and refreshing. I have heard some comments before of people who think that this story might be a little bit like dumb, but actually I have to say that I really like it. As I said before, for me it's like really refreshing, and it's a really simple topic. Like, the plot of the story I think is really simple, but it's good, it makes sense, and the story is actually well developed. I mean, of course it's a comedy type of story, but it does has its sweet moments that actually might surprise you, and as well as being really pretty, like with really pretty style drawings, character design, colors. And so it's like a really bright story, and entertaining as well, which I think is the main purpose of it. At least in my case, I've been watching a lot of animes like full of action and crime and fights and blood and horror, so I was really looking forward for something that was more like refreshing and bright, and this one seems to be for me like an excellent choice, especially because of two main reasons. So the first one is actually that I would say that this anime is really for people who is already like a fan of anime or manga or cosplaying or video gaming, because it has a lot of things related to, of course, being an otaku or being just fan of any of this stuff. So if you're already a fan of anime, or if you really enjoy watching anime, reading manga, or things like that, then you most probably are gonna really enjoy this animation, because it has a lot of reference to different types of anime or to different types of situation that if you are a fan of any of the things, then you've probably been through at some point. Like that feeling when your favorite character dies, or that feeling when you're playing a video game and then something happens and you cannot finish, or when you are just in a live situation and you imagine it as if it would be a video game, or just about cosplaying, or the experience of going to a convention. So it has like a lot of things that if you are a fan of anime, you've probably been through. And because of this, it's really easy to relate to the story, and it's really easy to laugh about the things that are happening, or just relate to the characters or connect with them. And come on, it's also not that easy to find just a lot of people who is also fan of the same things you are. So I think they also put this in this anime a little bit. So if you're new to anime or any of the things, maybe you are not gonna find it as enjoyable as a person who is already a fan of this stuff, but who knows, maybe you actually do. And then the second reason why I really love this story, and maybe one of the reasons I also find it really easy to relate to, is because the characters are already in their 20s. Like, come on, most of animation happens when people is like at a high school, being a teenager, or a really young adult, like maybe reaching their 20s. But here, characters are past their 20s already, and they are working, and they have their life, they just still are fans of anime and video gaming and things like that, so I could really relate way easier and faster with these type of characters. I also find it kind of refreshing that it was out of the school environment for once, or at least that age, I guess. So far in this anime, we actually have kind of six important characters that have come out. This story doesn't really have like extra characters, it really just focuses on these first on four characters, then kind of in five, and then in six, and so on. But anyways, we have like around six characters so far, and every character is represented by a color, like in a really exaggerated way, but it's one of the things that I really like about this animation, is that color code they use. And of course, every character has their own different type of personality. And, well, of course we have like our main couple, which is the one our story kind of centers around, which is Narumi and Hirotaka. So Narumi is a really happy person, cute person, the small skinny type of person, and she's the one that have had already like boyfriends and just not good experiences because they end up breaking up. And then we have Hirotaka, who is pretty much the expressionless type of guy who plays video games and seems to not be interested in anything else except just like video games, and well then Narumi. But he actually has feelings, and he starts expressing them like with really tiny details as the story progresses, and it's really one of my favorite things to watch because it makes it like a really sweet character as well. And so later on, we have my favorite character, which was really difficult to choose, but yeah, we have my favorite character, which is actually Hanako. She's the cosplayer, she also reads manga and things like that, but pretty much she is the cool character. Like, she is like really mature at some point, then she can be really temperamental, and she can get angry, and she can be really direct, but at the same time, she also can be really sweet. Even though she might seem like really serious, she's actually super fun and can talk pretty much about anything. Like, she has a great balance in the sense that she can talk with all the characters that are presented and just get along with all of them, just being interested about the things they like. And then we have her couple, which is Taro, and I love him as well because he's so cool. He's like the typical character who is really scary on the outside, but is actually kind of sweet on the inside and just has troubles, of course, showing his emotions. But he and Hanako just do like this love couple that kind of starts hating each other and then end up falling in love. So they've been together like forever. And then we have the other two characters that had appeared recently, which is Hirotaka's brother. And he's basically not an otaku. Like, he's not really good with video games, and he doesn't understand a lot of puns related to anime. He doesn't understand what people is talking about when it comes to things related to anime and stuff like that. But I mean, it's really refreshing that they actually put a character like that. It was just necessary. And then we have the last character that appeared in the animation, which is this gamer female who is really introverted. And she just starts opening up a little bit because of Hirotaka's younger brother. So as you can see, the story sounds really, I think, simple. And it has like a nice rhythm, it flows really well. And also one of the other things that I really love about it, as I said before, is a really refreshing story. And the characters don't really have like heavy dramas going on. So that's really cool as well. They of course have their things to think about and troubles to overcome, but it's just simple, routinary troubles, life issues that are just not as heavy. So that's nice for a change. And it has its emotional moments as well. Like, we have seen emotional moments between all of the main couples, like Narumi and Hirotaka. We have seen their relationship grow a little bit. We have seen a little bit more of Hirotaka's character and the troubles he has to confront. And then with Hanako and Taro, we also get to see their relationship, how their relationship started, and then also things that both of them think and feel. I think the protagonist is probably the character with less emotional moments in the whole anime. But who knows, maybe later we are gonna see her in a more emotional type of aura. But anyways, for now it's just good as it is. And now, talking a little bit about like the anime production and things like that. This story was originally a web manga produced by Fujita, and then they created a manga, and then the anime, which is in charge of A1 Pictures, which is an excellent anime studio, of course. And I have to say, as I mentioned before, that I really love the design of the characters. Like, it's really pretty. I love the exaggerated, color-coded situation going on with them. Like, Narumi is all pink, Hanako is all green, and then blue and orange, yellow and purple. Like, all their clothes, even their hair, their eyes, like, everything is just in this color. But they do like a really pretty format with it, and this is also reflected on the opening, which I think has been kind of a really cool opening. I have seen its popularity around. It also has like a really catchy song that I really love. So anyways, like, the format for the opening was great. It was just on point, just as bright and refreshing and fun as the animation. And the song, I love the song, which is Fiction by Sumika. We actually has really a short anime. So far it's been just like 12 chapters. Actually, I think it has been 11 chapters. Then we have like one OVA and then a second OVA, which is coming this February. Yay! So let's wait for it. And yeah, so this is it for today's review. I really hope that you enjoyed this review and that you enjoy watching Wotakoi. Otherwise, if you have not started watching it, then go ahead and start doing so, because it's really, really a great, simple, nice, refreshing story. So thank you so much for listening, and talk to you later. Bye bye.